This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
And welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, and now joined by assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. 16 years with the team, played with the Rams, played with the Saints from 2004 to 2008, has been coaching with them since 2009. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
You bet. When you look at a 6-11 team and you think about some of the challenges, but then the final NFL rankings come out and you're the 9th overall defense, the 19th against the rush, but the 4th against the pass. I mean, that's, 14 teams make the playoffs, and so to finish 9-4 in those final defensive rankings is pretty impressive.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a lot of fun, man. Coming with bringing in a whole new staff and trying to integrate a new system, and these guys, at first there were some differences and some things that you had to work on and you had to take and learn, and guys like Cam that have been in the same system for a long time since he's been here, so there were some growing pains early on, but I think our guys bought in, man. They stayed hungry, they wanted to get better every week, and ultimately, like I said, we ended up getting to where, like I said, we just continue to grow each week, and that's what we did all the way through, week 18, and so. So we've just started to put down the foundation for next year.
Brian, how much I respect you. Been there, done that. You've played at the highest level. Anybody gets 3 sacks in one NFL game, I was like, hello, that don't happen by accident. That's an achievement. That's a small fraternity. And so the question I have for you, okay, you're in the meeting room. Okay, and and you're breaking down the film, and you're in the likes of, like, Carl Granderson, Chase Young, Cam Jordan, just tell the Who That Nation, how does that go about when you're trying to maybe learn tricks of the trade? Because it's always about the chess match, trying to get that edge. Just talk a little bit about that, about maybe techniques that you can bring to the table, and maybe if a player might be in a slump, you get him out that slump and all of a sudden they have a big game. All I know is Carl Granderson had his greatest game productive-wise in Saints history. What, 10 tackles, led the team in tackles, a sack and a half, 3 quarterback hurries, 3 tackles for a loss, an interception, a pass defended. I would joke with Carl and say, man, was anybody blocking you or what?
No, man, he had an unbelievable game. I thought all the guys played exceptionally well the other night. I mean, no, listen, as far as my 3 sacks go, look, a lot of that was luck, so don't get it twisted. No, I wasn't this elite pass rusher. No, man, but look, like I said, it's like anything else, man. Like I said, you're trying to get these guys, you're trying to find ways to maximize what they do best. And I think that's something we've tried to do this year, and I think that's something that our guys have taken to and they've bought into. And like I said, we've had results with it. I think, like I said, the difference between, like, say, last year's system versus this year's system with some of the, we talk about this 3-4. Now, we did some similar things under DA as far as, like, our base defense, where we play this reduction under defense. I think we utilize it a lot more here than we did necessarily with DA. And I think even in our nickel packages –
we drop our ends, and we use those guys in coverage a lot more than we have in the past. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, to where you create some different nuances and pressures and things and simulated pressures that we didn't necessarily do in the past, because we didn't drop our ends as much and we didn't want to put them in coverage because we let them guys just go rush. And so I think that's where you're starting to see some of these extra pressures and some of these tackle flaws and some of these things show up that maybe we didn't do in the past because we didn't ask those guys to do those things.
Now, when you look at like a guy like Chase Young and you look at his production, and I saw this in training camp. I said, I don't know how he's not going to get double-digit sacks. Then all of a sudden he comes up with the calf, and then it's all tied into the Achilles, whatever, and he misses 5 games. So I'm really excited about going forward with Chase Young. And then you look at Carl Granderson, still a young player. And, boy, I like that rotation. And then Cam Jordan. You might say, oh, well, when is Cam Jordan going to retire? Why is he going to retire? Is a young guy going to beat him out? I'm like, I don't care if he's DeMario Davis or Cam Jordan. You might say, like, oh, we got to get a younger player. Why? The younger player got to beat him out. I mean, I don't know. Mickey Loomis got to figure out how to pay him and to work it out, because the production's there. Don't you agree with that? Brian, come on.
Yeah. Hey, look, man. Look, the guy's got a lot of experience. Listen, like I said, to his credit, man, like I said, I've been with Cam a long, long time now. Like I said, it's not easy to do what he did this year, to be able to go out and have the production he had on top of learning this whole new system and dropping coverage. But like I said, we never had them guys do very often. And so, but yeah, I mean, listen, he had a hell of a year. I think he still led the team in sacks with, 10.5 sacks this year. You know, so like I said, if he's, I'm sure we're waiting to see what he's wanting to do, if he's wanting to hang it up or is he wanting to keep going, that's something only he can answer. I have no idea. But yeah, no, listen, man, he played his butt off this year. Chase played well. Yeah, I think he missed the first 5 games. When he came back, he had his hair on fire getting out the quarterback. Carl's really, Carl started off the season really, really well, kind of had a little bit of a lull, and I thought he finished the season very, very well and very productive. And so, like I said, it's a good group. You can't have too many passers. You can't have too many edge defenders, period. I mean, I thought that was a big point of emphasis in the game last week, was, setting these edges, making sure that we didn't create seams and, putting these fence posts so that way this back had to cut it back and we didn't let him get out in space and didn't let him stretch the defense. And so I thought that's, we got bigger edge guys. And so that's what those guys are able to do. And I thought, we utilized that really well the other night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So, Coach, from an assistant D-line coach, and you handle a lot of the interior guys, without Brian Brzee and Nathan Shepard this past game, and I talked to Chase and Cam today, and exactly what you're talking about. They bought into the whole coverage, but they hadn't done it a lot. So it was all kind of new to them, and it was going to take some time to do it. But when that happens, how does the interior lineman responsibilities change or not change if you've got Cam and or Chase dropping into coverage?
Well, it changes in the fact that now they've got to work to get outside and contain a quarterback. And so what we call cock, contain on pass. And so, you know, you're still trying to play your run down, you know, with this five-man front, and you're trying to play the run with that. But then once it goes to pass and those guys got to drop, well, now you either, if you're the B-gap defender, you got a cop on pass. If you're the four eye or the close side end or the open side end, depending on who's dropping, which end defender's dropping, you got to be able to make sure you get outside on pass. And so there's some little nuances, but listen, it's nothing compared to what those edge guys got to do as far as coverage goes.
You know, Coach Young, when I look at, like, you know, because the roster changes over, and just talk about you in that D-line meeting room, and then obviously you're familiar with Brian Brzee, and then Godshaw comes in there, and then Coach Staley obviously has a pass track record, like with Chris Rump. And then you look Jonathan Bullard, Jonah Williams. Just talk about maybe your relationship also with those newcomers that weren't on the team the previous year, and the camaraderie, the relationship you developed with them in the meeting room and then on the field.
Well, I mean, like, give them credit. You know, everybody that's involved with bringing the guys in this room. It's in our scouting department. You know, the other coaches that have coached some of these players in the past, because. You know, the whole key to this thing is you got to bring in the right kind of guys. And I think that's what we've tried to do over the years. And I think that's what they did a great job is. So when you bring the right kind of guys, and your guys that love football, guys that are team first guys, guys that want to win, you know, those guys are going to come in and they're going to endear themselves to one another. And they're going to build that kind of a bond in that room and on that defense. And so, and they're going to work to help one another. It's not just about them. It's about trying to make everybody else around them better. And hey man, here's, you know, a guy like Godshaw who's played a long, long time, who's played on multiple teams. You know, he's got knowledge that, say, some of these younger guys like Christian Boyd or Ridgeway or even Vernon Broughton that they may not know. And so there's things that all these guys can learn from, and, you know, they're wanting to help those guys continue to develop. And so when you bring the right kind of guys in, it's easier for those things to take place and to happen faster than on a team where it's not that way, where you have guys that are all about themselves and or guys that are, you know, just kind of selfish and it's about them. And so I think that's attributed to, like I said, bringing in the right kind of guys, which I think we did, which showed up very well this year for us.
Coach Young, what about when I look at, like, okay, I always ask this question in this period, like practice squad, and developing young players and considering that he was a draft pick, a guy that we're leaning upon. He was a seven-round draft pick out of Syracuse. What can you tell the fans about Fadel Diggs? I mean, he was activated this last game, and, you know, you always want young guys to work out. And, I mean, how do you interact him maybe when he's trying to give the offense a good look on scout team or whatever, or even give an opportunity where they could be on special teams or just playing, and even how important, you know, practice is, training camp, and even preseason games. But that was one. That's good. I think now you got to earn it when a player like Fadel Diggs, a seven-round draft pick, can make the team.
Yeah, no, it is. Like I said, that's, you know, when we brought him in here, like I said, he's got the size, he's got the length, he's, you know, he's got strength, he can move, he does all those things well. But it's like what you guys brought up earlier. I mean, okay, now you got Cam Jordan, you got like our four seasons there, you got Cam Jordan, you got Carl Granderson, you got Chase, you got Chris Rumpf. Okay, so for a young guy that hasn't kind of built that bit of a reputation, that doesn't really necessarily know all this stuff like those guys, it's going to be hard for him to break that role and break that lineup early on in his career. But, you know, it doesn't, not saying anything negative against him, because like I said, I think he's done a heck of a job. He's out there busting his butt every day. And I think as time goes on, he's going to get his chances and he's going to get his opportunities. And when he does, like I said, people are going to learn his name pretty quickly.
So, Coach, last question I have for you tonight, and we've seen the impact, and it wasn't planned, of course, but you had Jonas Sanker because of the injury situation. Man, he played, what, started 15 games. Quincy Riley, you know, was just a dominant force down the stretch. Danny Stutzman getting in games, but we didn't get a chance to see Vernon Broughton. Man, that's the 71st player drafted overall, third-round pick out of Texas, would have been a defensive tackle. You know, you build from the inside out. That's what that Kellen talked about. What don't we know about him because you've got injured early and had to go to IR? But, I mean, he would have been one of those guys that I would have assumed you would have worked in there as, you know, some this season. Maybe not because you had to, like Jonas, but to get him some time.
No, look, like I said, it was unfortunate because, like I said, every week that he was here, you saw him getting better and better and better, starting to feel things a little bit more, starting to get better in the run game. But I would say maybe, like I said, whatever he doesn't know, maybe, like I said, like he's got that great size, strength, length, but he's a great athlete for as big as he is. He's gonna have the ability to develop into a very good three-down player. as time gets on down the road. You know, like I said, it's unfortunate he got hurt because, like I said, he was headed in the right direction. And, you know, we were planning on utilizing him a lot this year. And but like I said, when he went down, like I said, the next man up mentality and some of these other guys came in, they stepped up. Jonah Williams, like I said, Christian Boyd, Ridgeway, all these guys stepped up whenever he went down. And, you know, it goes back to, like I said, when you bring guys in the building, you want guys that are going to make a difference. And so if somebody gets hurt like that, then we got the guys that can go ahead and pick up the slack. And it was great to see this year. And like I said, talked to Vernon for a while today, man, and he's raring to go for next year. And so, like I said, we're raring to get him back here and get going and see where he can get to. But I think you're going to see some good things with him down the road. I think he's going to be another name that you're going to remember real quick.
Very good. Love to hear it. Enjoy your off season. Enjoy the couple of weeks you have off before they get you back for the Senior Bowl. I know the off season goes fast, man. And we appreciate your time. There is a lot of optimism out there, and just keep it going.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
That's assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. His first year coaching, 2009, win the Super Bowl. It's pretty. That worked out pretty good. All right, Bobby, this is it, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Hoss, let me tell you, Brian Young, listen, he'll have a game ball for life because I'm telling you again, anybody gets three sacks
in one
game.
Did he sack you three times?
No, it's Sean Payton's first game, first victory against the Cleveland Browns, 2006. He had three sacks. He might say, oh, he'd be humble and say, oh, that was just lucky. No. You get three sacks in a real game, that's something. So that's a game ball for life for Coach Brian Young because of three sacks in an NFL game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,